other thing that when you're using layout managers is that you can use them just like components in a hierarchical fashion. So here's an example showing how that would work out. So suppose that you, at the top level in your applet, said used a grid layout that was only had one row and had three components. So it's essentially a 1x3 array. So you would create this new grid layout by saying 1x3, and then you can give, again, the number of pixels, which are supposed to be the horizontal gap and the vertical gap. Then you use the method setLayout to say that that's the layout which is supposed to apply to this particular component. Now, what are the three things that you're going to put into this 1x3 array? Well, suppose that in the first one we want to add some simple component like a button, but in the other two cells of the grid layout, we want to have a more complicated layout. We can write a class, in this case it's called My Subpanel class, which would extend a panel, which would have control of just that part of the window where the other components are supposed to appear. So My Subpanel class extends panel. You would create a constructor, and it would have another layout to suppose it was a grid layout that was 2x2, and it would go on and define what the components were that were to appear in that layout. Then up here, where we defined the 1x3 layout, in the first component we could add the button. In the other two components we could add two different instances of this 2x2 subpanel that we defined in that class. So in general, when you're breaking up your window area into smaller portions, you may want to go off and define a class which is going to handle the layout of each of the subportions that you define, unless it's a simple component like a button.